New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
So this week, when I had a family dinner, my daughter asked me if I made my big, huge pitcher of iced tea that I make on a regular basis, because my kids love iced tea, as do I. And today we are going to be talking iced tea with Cindy Bigelow, third generation president and CEO of the family owned Bigelow Tea Company, which is very exciting. Cindy, I heard that Bigelow produces 1.6 billion tea bags every single year. Is that true?
Well, Andrea, I'm happy to say that our little family tea company produces 2 billion tea bags a year.
Oh, 2 billion. That is incredible.
I know. Our little family tea company. It's like 2 billion bags.
That is absolutely. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's because Bigelow Tea is the best. I mean, come on. Hello. There's a reason why for it that you're producing that many tea bags, which is absolutely incredible. And I'm not kidding when we say, you know, my kids are so used to iced tea. I mean, that's literally what I give my kids to drink, right? We have water and we have our iced tea and we have it sweetened and sometimes I put xylitol in it. So it's something that my kids have grown up on, and they ask me for it when we're making family dinner. So I'm love the fact that Bigelow is an amazing partner for Naturally Savvy, and I love the fact that I get to speak to you on a regular basis.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, thank you. And also, I have to tell you, Andrea, same thing. My kids and their friends, when they were younger, they're older now, they don't live at home, but they always would come over and drink all the iced tea I'd made. And of course, for me, that's like, you know, a license to just be the best chef in the world, right? Because I could take six different teas of ours and I'd make a iced tea out of it. It doesn't have to be one flavor. We always call it pump up your pitcher. So we would make, like, let's say either an herbal or a green or a black base. So I'd make our green tea, and then but then I put flavors in it, whether it's peach or whatever other flavor I would add to it. So I had tons of fun making iced tea for the kids. And in the winter, I'd make them combination hot tea bags. I have a tea drawer, of course. I would hope I do. And they'd open up my tea drawer, and out they would take 2-3 different types, and I would make them hot tea. And I knew if it needed a little bit of milk and a little bit of sweetener. And oh, gosh, I love making tea for people.
I love that you said that. You know, I actually love to mix teas as well. So, you know, it reminds me of like lipstick, right? You could put it on one color and then you mix it with a different color and it gives it a whole other look. So it's like you could do the same thing with tea bags and come out with these amazing. So did that ever inspire you to come out with some of the flavors that you have?
You know, that was not the motivation. We just happened to have beautiful flavors. We come out with them every single year. And I think a lot of our flavors, like our new benefit line, plus the 4 new teas we're launching, they're relatively complex with some really delicious products in it. But making of the different iced tea combinations has just sort of, I don't know, I guess people see me and the first thing they say is, will you make me a cup of tea? I go down to West Virginia every year with my church Appalachia Service Project, and literally the kids around 10 o'clock at night start looking for me because I bring all tons of Bigelow tea down there. And they're like, you know, oh, that's Cindy, awesome. Cindy, will you make me a cup of tea? And then I'll make them different types of tea, and then we'll just sit around and talk. That's the beauty of a cup of tea. It really does bring people together.
You're so right. Literally, cup of tea, 10 o'clock at night, sitting and chatting, and I think that's terrific. You know, one thing I love about Bigelow is that you're such an ethical company, and you really, I mean, Cindy, this is your company, and it's your third generation. You live, breathe, you know, drink Bigelow tea, and I'd love you to talk a little bit about that in terms of, you know, the values of Bigelow, where it started. I know with your, you know, your grandmother. Talk a little bit about Bigelow itself as a company.
Well, I think that I think a lot of people are really having this conversation about ethics, I think, at a higher level over the last few years for various reasons. And I just came back from my Global Women's Summit in Chicago that my graduate school program, Kellogg, had put on. And there were 850 people at this conference. It was sold out in 2 hours.
Wow.
Many of them were very young. And so I was on one of the panels about really, you know, likability, working with people in a way that they want to work with you. And then I also had an opportunity to be with a lot of young students in a private setting, and we just kind of talked about what's important to them. And I have them write it down on cue cards so that one kid isn't influencing the other in the room before we get up and then talk about the conversation, what's on their mind. And you would not believe how ethics and inclusion, but ethics and inclusion were such an important part of the conversation from these young students and what's on people's minds. And I think for me, the reason why we have such wonderful fortune of having people work here, because I'll be honest, Andrea, you're not going to work at Bigelow Tea for the money. That's just not going to be the case because we just can't pay. Mm-hmm. We might make 2 billion tea bags, but there's not a lot of margin in those little puppies. And so you work here because you like right. the environment. You feel ethically satisfied. And I think the reason why we keep the great people that we're getting, and we're getting more and more wonderful people every day as we grow and we hire, and I think it's because of the ethics. They know that this is a good company that does the right thing, even when no one is looking. And I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. You know, I remember years ago when I started, I've been doing what I do for 18 years now. And I remember the first year I started, wow. and Randy is my business partner. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't even want to work with companies who I don't think are good people behind the brand. And I don't want to buy products from companies that I don't know who the people are behind the brand. And what you're saying, it makes a lot of sense, because I think from an ethical standpoint, as consumers, we want to know who is behind that brand. Do they care about us? Do they care about, you know, what they're putting in their product? What are they putting on the label? Are they trying to trick us? Are they actually completely transparent? So I can understand why ethics is coming up, especially with the millennials. I mean, we want to, you know, millennials and consumers want to know that what they're buying is from a company that really cares about them.
And, you know, we just became a benefit corporation, which I'm very proud of. And when I first started talking, even to my board and my top leadership, I said, you know, I've been reading, like started 5 years ago, about this benefit corporation, this B Corp. I said, I really like this. I think this is really who we are. Nobody knew what I was even talking about. They said, well, why are you doing this? Are you doing this to get customers? And I said, actually, no, I'm doing it to examine their scorecard of what they define as a B Corp and a benefit corporation. I like the scorecard, and I want to see if we're doing the best we can. And so we went on this pursuit to become a benefit corporation, which we just got the registration like 6 months ago or July. And now we're going to go for B Corp, which is one that has a standard of the sheet that you follow on all the things that you're doing, and where you get a score and you have to have at least an 80, and we're already an 85, which is really very cool. So, I mean, you know, doing things like that, do all my employees know what a benefit corporation is? No, but I do it because I know it's the right thing? Yes. Am I proud of it? Yes. Are the employees now proud of it after I've walked through what a benefit corporation is, and it's a corporation that is not just in business to make money, that we have a larger thought of what our shareholders are? That's the community. That's the employees. Those are our shareholders and those people that we have to be thinking about. So I love that. And I think that people, I don't care what their age is, they should be trying to buy from companies that are doing the right thing, period. That's where they should put their money.
So let's talk a little bit about the sourcing. I mean, you know, when I think about tea company, I think about, you know, where are you getting your tea from? So I know that you put a lot of value and emphasis on the sourcing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sourcing is so critical. Not every tea bag is created equal. Trust me, not every garden is created equal. So you can go to a country and one garden is handled one way, and a garden across the street, and I've seen it with my own two eyes, is another altogether. So what's important is, because we've been in the business for so long, we've worked with the same individuals on the ground in these countries that are what I call true tea people. They really care about tea. And it's important that the price that you're paying for the tea has to be at a certain level that you know you're getting the best gardens. So, for example, in Sri Lanka, where we are the number one importer of Sri Lankan teas, we buy only from the very top of the mountains, 4,000 feet and up. All of those are the gardens that charge the most for their teas, and also are all part of the Fair Trade Association. We do not pay for it to be fair trade, but they're all fair trade, ethical tea partnership, which we do pay for that emblem. So it's really important that you know your gardens, you know who you're working with, and you can visit, which is what I do, but I also am smart enough to know that, you know, I can visit a garden, and that doesn't mean I know everything that's taking place in the garden. So you have to meet the people, talk to them, look them in the eye, and really make sure that you trust who you're buying from. It really makes a difference. So I think our long-term history is such a wonderful thing to ensure that we are buying the best of the best.
Now, do you test your teas? I know that we've talked before, and I know you've mentioned that, you know, yeah. So talk a little bit. No, I think that's an important question. Talk about the testing.
Oh, God. And, you know, we've been testing our teas and making sure we're buying the best teas way before it was like the thing to do. But of course, this is a family tea company, right? First of all, how many cups do I drink, for heaven's sakes? I definitely want the product to be safe. My children drink it. My parents drink it. I mean, this is what we all drink. So we test for absolutely everything. We always do. We test competitor teas. Yeah, we test all the time for everything. And we're also very sensitive. Like if I'm seeing a trend, even if it's in Europe and the consumer's concerned about X, I'll say, is that in our test protocol? If not, please let's add it to our test protocol. And it's not uncommon for, all of a sudden 6 months later, someone's saying, by the way, do you test for? And we're like, glad you asked. We do. And no, we don't have any.
Yeah. So. No, exactly. No, and I think that's great that you test for the teas because as a consumer, I'd want to know that. And I drink a lot of your tea too. So that's great to hear that. So you mentioned that you're coming out with new flavors for the summer. Tell us. I'm excited.
Well, we have this one particular tea called lemon ginger with probiotic, and it's got a BC30 is the particular probiotic. It takes about 3 cups until it starts to hit that billion mark where you're getting enough bugs in your gut to actually start to have an impact. Anyway, and we're the only one with BC30 in the marketplace that has an amount that actually is effective, which tells you a lot about the other companies and ethics, in my opinion, but that's okay. So with this lemon ginger with probiotic has been a runaway horse for us. Everyone just loves it. And I think it's a combination because it's a truly delicious flavor. It's very, very full, a full cup. It's smooth, but it also has a substantial amount of the probiotic in it. So this has become such a success for us. So we have launched 2 new with the same amount of probiotics. We have a lavender chamomile now with the probiotic in it, which is fantastic. So, lavender chamomile is also so wonderful from a sleep perspective. And then we also have a green tea with ginger and probiotic. So that is just going to be launched this summer, and we're really looking forward to that because we do know that people really are looking for gut health. And the gut is and you know this in your business and all the people you interview, you know how that's the centerpiece for our overall health is the stomach and the intestines, et cetera. So we're really excited about launching those. And then we're also very much, turmeric is something that everyone is really consuming. I drink this particular milk with turmeric. I make it every week. It's amazing. So we're launching a green peach turmeric herbal tea, and we're launching a matcha green with turmeric. I try to make sure like ingredients that I like and I want, and I see other consumers are relating to it and it really has efficacy to it. Then we're trying to see how do we, put that into our recipes and so that consumers can drink that cup of tea and have that little added benefit.
I'm looking at your website and there's this beautiful picture of like these 3 mason jars with iced tea in it and mint and lemon. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to make myself after we talk. I'm like, it looks so good and so refreshing. It's, there's something about, a cup of tea, but a cup of iced tea on a hot day. Like it's, It looks really yummy.
But you know what's nice, Andrea, about an iced tea is you can just pick, like, let's say the ginger peach turmeric. You just take 2 tea bags, you put 3-4 ounces of boiling water, you let it steep for, 3-4 minutes. You really make a concentrate, and then you pour it over glass. I put a spoon in the glass, and the ice, and you just have an instant iced tea. And talk about the antioxidants. You don't want tea to sit too long because it will oxidize and you lose the antioxidants, right? That's logical. So if you can make your teas right fresh, right there, and then just put them over ice, I mean, it's a really fun 4 minutes to make an iced tea, And I try to say in today's world, we need to do those little things for ourselves.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So that's interesting what you're saying about the tea oxidizing. So I'm not sure I even knew that. So what I normally do is I'll make a big pitcher of iced tea and then I'll just keep it in my fridge. So are you saying there's a certain amount of time before it goes bad? I mean, tell me a little bit about that.
It's not bad because it tastes perfectly fine. It's completely delicious. I've read different studies on it.
Okay.
But a benefit is a different story. But the antioxidants, they do say, after a half a day, it is starting to lose the antioxidant properties. And
okay.
So, if you can drink your iced tea within a day or two, but after that, from an antioxidant perspective, it is reduced.
Interesting. Okay, that is really
good to know.
It's
a great product
to
drink.
Mm-hmm. So you're just, exactly. So the health benefits are reduced. Got it. So I'm in love with your benefits line, and every single day I make myself Good Mood, which has chocolate and almond in it. And I literally put it into my bamboo cup in the morning and I let it sit there and I just literally drink it all day long. I don't put any sugar in it. I absolutely love it. Talk a little bit about benefits because, you know, I've made the one with aloe in it, the beauty with aloe that I made it as an iced tea. It's delicious.
The Radiant
oh my
Beauty.
Gosh.
I love that one.
Oh my God.
And
oh my God.
Is it?
It's so good.
I have so much fun. I tell my team, okay, I just had a Radiant Beauty. How am I looking? How am I looking? And they laugh. And then I say, yeah, listen, well, I know I'm going to need a couple of those tea bags today. But, you know,
it
that's what we
so
did.
Good.
With what I love about the benefit line is we sat around with a renowned naturopath in our area and we talked about between our own reading and knowledge and as well as her experiences, what are sort of the major categories that people are really either increasing, unfortunately, like mood, that's a big issue today, is depression and all those things that are going with it. So we took what we call seven categories that are real and that are important and that people can relate to. And then we said, okay, which are the ones we agree that we are going to try to build a tea around? So good mood, radiant beauty, balance, which is really sugar balance, sleep, refresh, calm stomach,
so
and then
too,
stay well, flu season, blah, blah, blah. And then we built the ingredients up. And what I said to the team is we want to do a combination. We certainly want to do ingredients that have the power of the benefit in it, but also blend it with ingredients that people can really relate to, and it's a delicious cup. Because there are a lot of wellness teas that are out there, but I don't think that they taste very good. So we took the ingredients that we knew that we needed in there to ensure that it is achieving the goal of supporting the concept. Plus, then we wanted to blend it with other fruits, spices, and herbs that also were delicious, but also continued to move in the right direction of supporting the sort of the focus of that box of tea. So it was really fun to design them. So the one you're talking about, Radiant Beauty, it has aloe vera, rose hips, elderberry, acerola. It's just got some, plus hibiscus,
licorice
and apple, and
yeah,
orange peel, and, you know, all kinds of great stuff in it. Yeah, licorice, I love licorice. So it's a combination. So they were really fun to design, and I have to tell you, oh my God, they're just doing so well. Everybody loves them because they taste so good.
They taste so good. And I'm a huge hibiscus fan. So like for me, anything with hibiscus in it, I'm like all over. And then I add in some xylitol because I don't want to put sugar. I put in xylitol and then I put it in the fridge. Oh my gosh. My husband went nuts over Radiate Beauty. Like nuts. He was like, this is amazing.
Like, it really is amazing. We make pictures of it every day in our cafeteria. And that one just goes like crazy. Radiate Beauty goes like crazy. It really
and the other one
it's
I'm a little bit obsessed with.
Product.
The other one I'm completely obsessed is obsessed with is salty caramel. I do have to say, like it is quite an obsession of mine.
So let me ask you a question. Do you put I love salty caramel. I put a little bit of milk and sweetener in mine. Do you for your salty caramel?
No, nope,
I like
I
to
just
give
drink
it that whole like
straight up.
I'll say the leche.
That sounds good.
Really? Yeah, that's that you know what good. I grew up with my black teas, and that's a black tea based tea. With a little milk and sweetener. And so even though I like them, like, so for example, I was at whatever yesterday in a band and I had our Earl Grey and I could drink a plain, it's delicious. But then, you know, my second cup, I'm like, okay, now I'm adding a little milk and sweetener to that one. So I try to enjoy them both ways, but I do like my black teas with a little milk.
But you have like cool, you know, cool flavors like caramel apple, you have eggnog in like, I mean, that's what's so great. And you have a lot of fun. I find as a company, you have a lot of fun around the holidays. You come up with these really cool flavors. So it's nice to see that you're constantly innovating.
Well, we're having a very heavily cranberry hibiscus. You said you loved hibiscus. We're having a very heavy cranberry hibiscus one coming out for the fall that I think you'll love.
I see here on your website you have the rooibos hibiscus herbal tea. Steve.
We always add to our holiday lines. Like I don't ever want them to become like staid. You know, how do you always reinvent? So you'll see every 2 to 3 years we'll add different flavors to the lines.
It's incredible. So is there anything you want to share with those who are listening about Bigelow that perhaps they don't know or perhaps you think it's an important thing for them to know about the company?
Well, it's just I think so many people don't know we're family. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to let people know we're a family company because people just think of us as this large conglomerate. And I always say, guys, We are 100% family. We take no money from any outside sources whatsoever. I mean, we take a bank loan to buy equipment. But we don't take any investment, any VC money, investment money. We really, so that we don't have to answer to anybody. And so just if it's nice for me to let people know we're 100% family and we just don't cut corners. We just don't, and we don't have to, because we don't have to answer to anybody but our employees and our consumers and the family, which I think is a really, really wonderful thing. And I'm so blessed every day what I get to do and who I get to work with. So all of you that drink Bigelow Tea, thank you.
That's awesome. Well, you have a huge following. I mean, you could see on social media, you know, consumers just love Bigelow, like love, love, love. There's a massive love going on both sides of, you know, from the consumer to the company to the consumers. Like, yeah, it's really beautiful to see. And you could tell, you know, that you're family owned because it means so much to you, right? When you get that incredible feedback from the consumer.
And we work hard every day to never disappoint the consumer. You know, we don't rest on our laurels just because we make 2 billion bags. That doesn't mean anything. Our competitors are billions and billions of dollars, not billions and billions of tea bags. They're so much bigger than us. So I guarantee you the top 5 tea companies were the only family tea company, and ethics and quality, we just don't cut corners. So we work every day to fight hard to make sure that, you know, we're always pushing to be a better company. That's why I just said becoming a benefit corporation recently was something I was so proud of.
Mm-hmm. And I can vouch for the fact that every one of you that we work with are incredible. I mean, Cindy, we love you. You're incredible. Elaine, I mean, your team is, they're wonderful to work with. So that also
Valerie,
is a huge testament.
I mean, we're just so fortunate. Everyone we work with is, well, they care, but that's why they're here. I mean, really, you wouldn't be here for a long time, to be honest, if you really weren't a good person. So certainly competency is critical. That's a given. Mm-hmm. But okay, after competency, what's the most important thing? And it's just really, it is. It's like I spoke at the Global Summit in Chicago. It's about being someone that people want to work with, that can work well on a team. You know, we're not really a great company that's for the Lone Ranger. We've had quality Lone Rangers in the past, but we're not a Lone Ranger team. We're really a company that's very much, you know, a team player environment. And that's important. So we're very fortunate, the people we have here. I have to say I'm in a sweet spot of my 400 family members that I work with now.
Well, that comes from the top, right? So it's a testament to who you are as well. So it makes perfect sense to
work on it.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if people want to learn more about Bigelow Tea, you can go to bigelowtea.com. And I want to give a huge shout out to Naturally Savvy's sponsor this month for our radio show, to Goddess Garden, another great company who makes organic sunscreen. And now that the weather's nicer, I absolutely recommend going to check them out. It's goddessgarden.com. Cindy, thank you so much for being on our show today. Thank you for being a Naturally Savvy sponsor and partner and just being who you are. And thank you for making incredible teas. And I will continue to support you. And thanks for being who you are and, you know, being the head of a company that really makes a difference for those of us who are buying your product. I mean, at the end of the day, you are making a difference for us. So thank you.
All right. I appreciate it. And I do try, and I appreciate the opportunity for you and I to chat. It's wonderful. So thank you for everything you're doing. And I look forward to when we get to be together again.
Yay. Okay. I love it. I'm Andrea Donsky, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal One. Lisa Davis, my co-host, will be back next time. Thanks for listening, everyone. Go grab your cup of iced tea. Stay well.